been a hard journey, but I think it's been great to help you. It helps me grow as a person because it's increasing my skills as well.
You are a driven international professional or manager, have achieved quite a bit already, but are asking yourself from time to time, what do I really want? How do I want to work and live? Then this is your podcast. I'm Gina Friedrich, career and life coach for people who want to actively shape their future. Every second Thursday, I release interviews for you with inspiring, successful, as well as renowned international personalities from the world of business, NGO, and sports. They all will share with you what these questions mean to them, how they handled obstacles in their lives, and shaped their journey to where they are today. You are curious and don't want to miss anything? Sign up for this podcast right here. And now, let yourself be inspired on your very personal journey towards the future that you wish for. Hey, and welcome to this first episode in 2021 with Corinne Bryan. Corinne is based in New York and took her master's degree in electrical and electronic engineering and business administration. She's originally from the UK, and this is where she started her journey of becoming an author for her own book series, Butterfly Books. Besides that, she also works as an electrical engineer for WSP USA and previously 11 years for CB&I. Corinne describes herself as a person who is driven by the will to offer the next generations a bright future. In school, she was always good at scientific subjects, but gender issues held her back from beginning her engineering career. She talks about her aha moment when a teacher introduced her to the engineering world that made her go that path. In this interview, Corinne also shares very personal insights into her journey of becoming an author. She explains why the world needs more engineers and how her book helps to achieve this goal. We talk about her hardest decision, moving to New York, and how she had to restart her careers in a new country. What surprised her the most along her way, why networking is key, and how she combines her two business worlds. This and much more you are going to hear in this interview. Enjoy! Dear Corinne, welcome and thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, exciting, because there is a lot I know that the listeners don't know yet, but you will talk us through that. But before we start with that, I would like to ask one question that I always like to start my interviews with. Who is Corinne Bryan?
Yeah, so I guess as a person, things have changed over the years, especially recently. I'm a mother now, so I guess the way I see life is a lot different. Mm-hmm. It's a tough question. and I guess being a parent, it's hard to think about yourself a lot of the time. You know, you're so busy worrying about the rest of the family, so it's hard to focus on what you are yourself. But I guess I'm someone that like wants to see a better future, and I do all I can to make sure that happens in the work that I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I already know that there's a lot of work that you do, which is quite diverse. And I'm happy that we're going to talk about that now. So I know that you're an engineer and an author with an own business, a publishing business, and a super cute idea. Of course, I read about it. And in regards to how this all started, I would actually like to ask you, what happened? What was actually the initial... What was your biggest aha moment that actually brought you closer to the answer of the questions of like, what is my path and what do I really want? Because I know that, yeah, there are two worlds that you kind of combine. So maybe you can tell us about it.
Yeah, there's two parts to that question about your aha moment. So as a child, I was good at maths and science, and I enjoyed problem solving. But when I was younger, careers advice was more, there was a lot of gender bias happening. So I was told that I should consider, you know, accounting. It wasn't ever mentioned about anything in the sciences, even though that was something I was quite strong in. And it wasn't until I was 17 that it was a maths teacher that suggested I go on a course and learn about engineering. And from that, I really enjoyed it. I changed my path because I was on the path to becoming an accountant. I was studying economics and statistics, and I actually changed my path and went on to study engineering, and I haven't looked back since then. And it was just it was a strange opportunity because I didn't know what engineering was. And if it wasn't for that teacher, then I wouldn't have ever been introduced to it. So later on in life, the reason for me starting Butterfly Books was based on my experiences of becoming an engineer and knowing that there's lots of children out there that aren't exposed to all the opportunities that are available to them. And I just wanted to go out there and kind of show children what the options were and kind of address any misconceptions and stereotypes that there were in the field. And that's how I decided to start the books, kind of a resource to bring out into schools when I go to speak to children.
This really is amazing. And I'm just like, besides the fact of then just starting your own business, I also had in mind that also for people listening and everyone out there, even the adult ones, we also might not even know what all these profiles and job profiles and possible job opportunities might be, right? I mean, I think it's also an exciting topic for everyone listening to maybe be curious, more curious, and look behind the scenes a bit more. So this is something that you help children with in regards to the books that you publish. So first of all, congrats to that. I think that's an amazing idea and initiative.
Thank you.
Yeah, and in regards to taking that step, and I mean, you are an engineer still, so you're still working in that field, and that's also very impressive that since then you have been following that path. But then starting your own business besides that, I'm just wondering, what was the hardest decision that you ever had to make throughout this journey of becoming an engineer and a very successful one, and now having started your own business?
Yeah, so I'd say the hardest decision for me was deciding to relocate, move countries. So I'm born and brought up in the UK, and I'd gone quite far in my profession, and I'd achieved quite a lot and reached kind of the highest levels in my profession, became a fellow of the Institution of Engineering and Technology, mm-hmm. Became a chartered engineer. And my husband had the opportunity to relocate to New York, which was four years ago. And that was kind of a tough decision for me, just because I knew that when I moved, it would kind of be a restart of my engineering career. And also I'd started up Butterfly Books already in the UK, and it's a British-based organization. You know, the language of the books that I write is British English. So it was kind of a tough decision to take that step and know that it would be kind of me having to restart a lot of things that I did. In engineering, I have to kind of redo professional exams and that kind of thing. So that was a big decision that we had to make in moving.
That's good that this is how you look at it now. But still, I can imagine that a restart in a new country, I mean, going there with your husband is amazing, but still it meant a lot for you as well. So how did you deal with that phase of restarting in a new place and with your own businesses, actually, we have to say, so the two different paths that are working alongside of each other. So how did you manage that? How did you make it such a successful restart in the end?
Yeah, so when we actually moved, on top of that, I was 6 months pregnant. So that was an added stress, understanding the different healthcare system and that kind of thing. So it was very tough, and I struggled the first few months. We had some family that came over to help with the baby when my first daughter was born. And it was hard, and eventually I got a job here in New York as an electrical engineer, and the organization are very supportive, and they understood where I was coming from, and that I had already built this professional career in the UK, and they understood that, even though that I didn't have the professional qualifications here in the US, and they've supported me in trying to work towards that as well. So it's been a hard journey, but I think it's been great to help you. It helps me grow as a person because it's increasing my skills as well.
What actually helped you then getting started there and getting into this new world, kind of like with everything that comes with it? So what was something that really helped you throughout that time?
I think flexibility, having that flexibility, especially in the engineering role, As I said, I was still running my organization, Butterfly Books, back in the UK, and they were very supportive of that. So they were flexible with my working hours and enabling me to travel and work from the UK if I ever had to go to the UK to do any work on the books. And also, I guess, flexibility with me being a parent as well. So that's something that they've been great at. And it's, you know, when someone's supporting you in that way, then you'll give back more as well. So I'm kind of make sure that I do my best for them as well.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there were a lot of challenges also throughout that time, especially maybe in the first, I mean, you said like it was years ago now, but in regards to those challenges, and we grow with these challenges, right? So this is something that helps us grow and develop. What would you say was the most important development experience, be it professionally or personally, that led to a change on your attitude or behavior in regards to how you do things, how you look at things? Was there something that you could share?
I would say going back to being a mom again is something that kind of changed the way I looked at life and the way I approach things. Your priorities change. What's important in life changes, and you've got less time. So less time for nonsense and negative energy, time wasting, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So you kind of focus on what's important. And I mentioned at the beginning when you said about an aha moment, and I'd said about the teacher that introduced me to engineering, but only recently, in fact, this last week, I had a new aha moment.
Oh.
And again, it's related to being a parent. So I was watching a David Attenborough documentary called A Life on Our Planet, where he goes through the changes that happened to the planet, animals and life, and what the future looks like. And as the documentary was talking about the future, you know, in 10 years' time, in 20 years' time, I was calculating the age of my children and thinking, mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, I hope that things change and life isn't like that. So that was kind of a moment for me to stop and think, oh, what can I do? And there's already things that I am doing. The work that I do is all about making sure we have a better future. But it kind of put things into perspective for me and made me realize that I need purpose. And for me, that purpose is making sure that the future is kind of bright for my children and other children. So, yeah, so that was an aha moment for me in kind of identifying that you need to have a purpose, and that makes things a lot easier as you go through life. You know, the day after that happened, I had a meeting at work, and I was kind of motivated because it was a meeting on a wind power project, which is, you know, renewable energy, great for the future. So mm-hmm. I felt extra motivated by that. So I guess, yeah, having children is definitely something that has changed my priorities and perspective.
Yeah, and it enriches it, I assume. I mean, I don't have children myself, but I can only imagine. And it was nice listening to you. Thank you very much for sharing that latest aha moment with us. And I was also just thinking in regards to, yeah, to starting your own business besides your career as an engineer, what motivated you to actually just give it a go and start that amazing thing that is going to make a difference big time?
It was me. First of all, I really enjoyed my job as an engineer, and I have so many people around me that, you know, I've spoken to and said, oh, I don't know what engineering is, or I've never had that opportunity. Maybe I would have liked it. And it's such a shame that people feel that they can't do something just because they don't look like people that normally do that job, or that there's misconceptions that are kind of shared in media around what the job involves, for example, with engineering. I know as a child, I thought it might involve fixing cars and getting your hands dirty, whereas, you know, I'm in an office most of the time. I work on a computer, I do calculations, so it's not at all what I thought it was when I was a child, and I'm sure there's so many people in the world that don't know that. And the issue with engineering and science subjects at the moment is that as the world changes, we need more engineers, we need more scientists, but there aren't enough coming through, and we're missing out on 50% of the population. So for me, it was just trying to help make that change and show people that they can do that. It's an option, and not forcing them to do it, but just making people understand that it's possible. So that was kind of what drove me to starting the books and addressing the problem at the grassroots level.
Yeah, and still, I mean, it sounds so easy the way you just described it. And I can imagine that it's not just easy really bringing an idea like that to life. I think you've started it with your brother.
Yeah, so I started with my brother. I've always been the one that's technically minded, and my brother kind of studied English, and he's good with the words and the poetry and that kind of thing. So it was a good team that we got together.
And still, I'm curious to know. I mean, the idea was there and the drive, and you've started with your own publishing company. But did you ever, have moments of doubt or insecurity where you were not so sure if this drive alone will really make it a successful business that is going to have the impact that it should?
Yeah, definitely. When we started, we started creating the book. We wrote the story. We had an illustrator on board who I'd known from before, and we had the product. But obviously, when it was time to get it out into the market and onto bookshelves or online, that's when the problems started to, or the struggles started, because you have to now get into that industry. And the publishing industry is very closed and very difficult, especially if you're a self-publisher. So I guess that's where we kind of struggled and had to really push through. And there were times where we thought, oh, is it worth the hassle? But luckily, we've had kind of these random bits of support that have popped up along the way where we've managed to push through these struggles. So, yeah.
And if you would now have someone who's also having an idea and thinks about a business that he or she would like to start and also is kind of struggling with a couple of doubts and not knowing if this really is what is going to be the right path for them, what would you recommend someone who might approach you asking in regards to your experiences? What would you answer if someone would ask you?
I think the biggest help for me has been networking. A lot of the help that I've had that's come through where I've had a barrier has been from people who I'd known before. And then I've kind of contacted them, or they've seen something and contacted me, and it's helped me kind of jump up to the next level of pushing the business. So I think networking is key. And also you don't want to try and network just because you're trying to get something out of people, if you know what I mean. It's kind of networking and just attending events that are relevant to the business that you're starting up. And you don't know, if you meet somebody, you don't know what the future link might, you know, what might happen in the future that can help you, either you help them or they help you. So I think networking is key, because it's usually somebody who you know who kind of helps you with a struggle.
Mm-hmm. That's something that I myself am not the best at. So it sounds so easy when you describe that. But you're right. It's always good to have a broad network and people that you trust and that are happy to support. And this is vice versa, right?
Yeah.
So it's something where everybody could gain from. Mm-hmm. That's a very good advice. Thank you for that. And in regards to you having those two careers, you could actually say now, I mean, you're not just having this publishing business, you're also the author of the books and you're having your career as an engineer. Did you ever have to choose between personal and professional success throughout the last couple of years?
Yeah, so I'd say that at the very start, that was a bit of a struggle with my original job, because this was something new to them as well. Whereas where I work now, when I was hired, they knew about the books already, and you know, they were actually impressed by the books, and it was one of the reasons for them hiring me as well. I guess there has to be, if you're going to do two things, then there has to be an understanding between, you know, the two organizations, and you have to be able to dedicate the time properly between the two. So even at the moment, I'm working part-time in the engineering job and part-time with Butterfly Books. Well, I say part-time, when it's your own business, I don't think it's part-time. You're up till all hours trying to sort things out. You need to be able to manage your time and dedicate your time to the thing that you're, you know, that you want at that certain time.
I assume that's also a learning process, right? So it takes some time to find the right mix that suits you and that is really, yeah, working and makes things work and that is going to suit the overall situation. At least that's how I experienced it.
Yeah, definitely. And even like the way I work, so I have two different workstations, one for the books and one for my engineering job. Just to keep them separate and to keep focused, because you don't want emails popping up from the books when I'm focusing on the engineering job. That, you know, that wouldn't be fair. So
very cool. I'm just visualizing that. What a good idea when you actually have those two very different parts that are taking time and that need time and need focus. So that's a good advice as well for me, maybe, to not do everything at one desk. And with everything that is like keeping you busy and with all the stressful faces and whatever is part of this very colorful life of yours, what is maybe a leading sentence or a motto or something, if you have one, that is helping you throughout stressful times and phases when it's really tough?
I guess I keep going back to this thing of being a parent. And yeah, I mean, even if you're not a parent, I think it's just about having that purpose. So understanding your purpose and then sticking to that. So if you, if an opportunity comes up and it isn't in line with what your beliefs and purposes are, then, you know, you maybe shouldn't go for it. So for me, I've decided recently that my purpose is to make sure that the world is a good place for my children. So anything I do, I'm going to make sure that that's part of it. And that's really what motivates me. So I think having a purpose is a good motivation.
And it's super important, right? Because it's like a guiding thread throughout life. And it's steering you also through difficult decisions or phases. And it's good to have that to really... be connected and stay connected to yourself as well. And I have a lot of clients here in coaching sessions who actually come with a question of why do I do what I do, and looking for the purpose behind everything that they were doing in the past, or maybe would like to focus on and would like to leverage their potential on in the future. So how did you come up with your purpose? Was it a process throughout a couple of years, or do you remember how it actually came out so clear that you know how it's steering you these days?
I guess it's the background of, you know, where I've come from and where I've got to, and knowing that some of the opportunities that I've had in life have just been through luck. And I just want to be able to offer that to other people, to as many people as possible, to know that... especially if someone's interested in science or engineering, then I'm trying to reach out to as many people as possible to know that it's an option. I think the purpose is just because of my own experiences and of getting to where I am now. And I would have never expected to get where I am now if I look back to when I was a child.
And it's actually, it just needs the moment when you really press the hold button and look back and reflect on that question, right? It's nothing that just pops up. It's something that you really need to spend time on and look at everything that lies behind you. And I think that's very valuable to take the time once in a while and ask yourself the question of what is my purpose and what does it actually mean for the time that lies ahead of you. So I completely agree to that. And also looking at me and how I actually came up with my business and trying to find my focus of what I what I'm actually supporting people on as a coach now, which is mostly on professional reorientation when you're in your profession, whatever that is, and from suddenly or over time you realize that what you're doing is no longer what actually drives you or what gives you the feeling of being fulfilled with what you do, but you have no clue what that actually means and what comes or what should come next. And those big questions are actually some that I hear people talking about regularly and almost daily. And looking back now, and you know like what actually helped you now and how the process actually supported you to become who you are today, What is a question that you would have, that you would have liked to ask a mentor or another person, or like maybe even yourself early in life?
I think this same question about what are your principles and what are your purpose. And I mean, you might never reach that. It might take a while to understand what your principles or purpose is, but kind of always having some kind of a goal or a main principle that you, the work that you do works towards achieving that. And I think that that's easier to do, I guess, later in your profession or later in life. Because, as when you start out in life, you want to try out as much as possible and kind of just learn from mistakes. So I think the question, would be what are your principles and what is your purpose?
To have that clear already in an early phase of a career, that definitely makes sense. And you've just mentioned failure, and I'm just thinking, looking at the opposite and being success. And I'm sure that there were a lot of successful moments and successes that you reach through the way you do things and all the things that you do. How do you define success today? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Wish the man with a package. Give me one moment.
Yeah.
Sorry. That never happened before. I'm so sorry. It's just because it's shortly before Christmas.
Yeah.
So back to the question that I wanted to ask you, which is, how do you define success today? And did it maybe also change throughout your career?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I would say that success is personal and it can change day to day. So, for example, success could be achieving a qualification or getting the job, that I've always wanted. But at some points in life, it might just be that success is getting out of bed and having a shower. I know when I just had my first baby, it was just taking days by the hour was that's all I could focus on. So I'd say, it's all relative and personal, so it's hard to define.
But today, how you look at it today, what would you actually see would be a success for you now? What makes something a success? Maybe there's something that is connecting certain situations and successes where you could say this is maybe a criteria for success.
Yeah, so if we go back to this point of purpose, so if for me the purpose is making sure that the future is bright and bright for my children, then I guess looking at things like when I'm working on the books, seeing that it has an impact even on one child. So, for example, a few weeks ago, we had someone who posted on Twitter a video of their child reading the book, and they were so excited and they'd learnt about what an engineer was. And for me, that's success, because I know that I've made an impact with the work that I do. So I guess that's one example is, all about seeing the purpose and your mission come to life.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. And how do you celebrate such successes? Because that's a wonderful moment, seeing that it really works and that you add so much value to the lives of children, and they might even value this even more when they're getting older and are able to find what it actually is that drives them and what is making them curious to learn and know more. So how do you celebrate such a success, and maybe others as well? Is there a ritual or something that you do when you really look back and say, great job, well done?
Yeah, interesting. Maybe I need to celebrate them more often, because I don't think that I do. I kind of look and think, wow, and just think about the work that I've done that's been involved in making that happen. And it's kind of an internal celebration, my personal celebration. I know, for example, with the books, when we publish a book, then I guess the celebration is that we have a book launch, but it's that personal celebration that means, I guess, a lot more.
Mm-hmm. And how do you celebrate then personally? Like, I don't know, maybe it's just in your head. Maybe you tell yourself something like in your thoughts, or what is something that you do? I'm just asking because also I agree I should do that more often, and I know a lot of people who should.
Yeah.
But maybe there's some inspiration that you can share with us.
Yeah, it is a case of celebrating it in my head kind of thing, but it also is something that turns into motivation as well. So, you know, I've seen that what I'm doing is making an impact, and it kind of motivates me to work harder in what I do. And just feel, I just feel, yeah, I guess feel better, yeah. Because when you're working on something, it's very hard, and it's just good to see the final outcome.
Yeah, the final outcome. And there are many of final outcomes that you can already look back at, because there's so much that you have achieved and there is more to come. And what surprised you the most throughout your professional and personal path?
I think more recently, I mean, I'm a Black woman, so over the years, I've realized that there is more discrimination than I'd thought there was. You know, growing up, I grew up in a city called Birmingham in England, and these kind of things I never noticed. But as I moved further up, you know, the career ladder at work and with my books, got involved with speaking to more people, even, you know, government. I've spoken to, with MPs and that kind of thing around what the books are about.
Wow.
Just realizing that there are a lot of issues around, you know, diversity and inclusion, which is surprising. It surprises me because I realize that these things have been there all the time, and either I haven't been exposed to it, I don't know, or I've just not really looked at it. I've kind of been ignoring it, if you know what I mean. So that's just something that surprised, especially the last year with everything that's happening around the world. Yeah, some things that happen around diversity and inclusion are surprising, or I'd say that don't involve diversity and inclusion are quite surprising.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I'm also surprised how this can still be the case after everything that we have learned, after everything that has happened, that our past tells us where we should have. I mean, if I say we, I really mean everyone.
Yeah.
That is a surprise, and it should just ring a bell for everyone who did not spend time on thinking about that. And I think there is a part that everyone of us can do to improve that situation and to, take responsibility.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Karine, with everything that you can look at now, what do you like and love maybe even about your life, how it is today?
I think the diverse range of things that I'm involved in, you know, working in engineering and also being able to do my books and run a publishing company as well as that is something that I'm very happy with. Also being able to, you know, with having children, being able to be with my family. So I guess them three main things in life, I'm glad that I'm able to kind of manage them in a nice way.
Yeah, and I'm wishing you all the best and most of luck to continue it exactly like you did it in the past. This is the end of an amazing half an hour. Thank you so much, Karine, for sharing all of this with us and to just be so open about the good and the bad and the difficult things that are part of such a colorful and a very diverse career path. Or actually, it's more. It's not just one path. You're actually having two that you follow. So thank you very much for taking us into that world and exciting decisions and everything that makes your life what it is.
Thank you. It's been great.
I'm looking forward to speaking to you again, maybe one day, even in person. So let me know when you're around, maybe in Düsseldorf, in Germany, in case you make it close to Europe again. All the best, Karine, and I'm wishing you a wonderful time.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Are you facing an important decision? Your thoughts are going around in circles and the pressure is increasing? Or you want to develop more confidence and your individual style in a new role? Let's find out how I could support you as a career and business coach and get in touch for a free initial consultation. Send me an email to coaching@gina-friedrich.com. Thank you for listening and have a happy day ahead.